I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Global News Lens is focused on U.S. impeachment proceedings, protests in Latin America and the Middle East, but very little on the situation in Haiti. Why is that? Haiti seems to be in perpetual upheaval, and the riots reveal a broken system. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says the real problems, corruption, unemployment, inflation, and lack of fuel and supplies.
Lack of fuel means that the trucks can't move around and food isn't being distributed. Stores don't have food. We're fast reaching major starvation levels for these people.
For Haiti with Love is trying to ship supplies in for a Christmas Day party, which is one of their community gospel outreach programs. In the meantime, would you join Eva in some extreme praying? Ask God to intervene, place just leaders, restore calm, and reveal himself to Haiti. Nkoshe is a community built around a city dump near Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Families and individuals live off the nearby trash. At the cost of their education, kids are often sent to scavenge through the garbage. Toy Mears with Teach Beyond says the ministry is working to patch education gaps and lift kids out of poverty.
Open schools, it's a program that is designed for children who have never been to school or have had very little schooling. And it gives them the beginning skills so that they can then enter the public school system and not be leaps behind.
During the program, Teach Beyond also teaches students about Jesus. For some kids, this is the first time they hear about God. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.